offense and walk in. Nice move. Another nice move. Oh, he scores. Oh, what a goal. Oh. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh. Rick Nash, how do you do?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hour number 2, Taco Man Radio is on the air, live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am Johnny Taco, of course. Joining me, my all-stars, Dominic Jimenez, of course, and Zach Attack Young. And Dominic, I'd ask you, as the headlines here at FightNews.com is not that Andre Ward won, that we knew that was happening. In a shocking light heavyweight bout, former WBA interim world middleweight champion Hassam Nadam Nickham, 33-2, 19 KOs, was knocked out in the Olympics by a guy from Brazil by the name of Michael Borges. What's a guy with 35 fights doing fighting in the Olympics? That's not fair, Dominic.
Well, it sure didn't matter tonight.
Doesn't matter. It's still not fair. You see my point, though. This may be the exception to the rule, but most of the time, Zach, it's not going to go that way, is it?
Oh, no. I mean, most of the time, you know, a guy with pro experience and the way that they've set it up, they're not even fighting like amateurs. They're not wearing headgear. So it's definitely different, and he found out the hard way.
Charles Day here at 45 minutes, at 15 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Byline.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Undefeated in 31 professional fights, I'm talking about the WBO light heavyweight champion of the world, Sergey Kovalev, of course, in Oakland, California last night, Saturday, August the 6th. Of course, Andre Ward taking on Alexander Brand. Ward, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist from Athens, Greece, originally from San Francisco, moved to Oakland, California, now lives in Marin County with the rich folks over there where they drink wine in the afternoon. But the bottom line is Andre Ward was the winner tonight, a 12-round decision. It sort of sucked as far as entertainment was concerned. 30-0 is Ward now. That's his record, 30-0, 15 KO. So they both have got undefeated records, he and Sergey Kovalev. Kovalev is a crusher. Kovalev is a villain here. Kovalev is a heel here. But straight up, can they put butts in the seats? That's what's going to be the big question because, you know, what did they draw tonight? Less than 7,000 people? 7,000 people, the guy's an Olympic gold medalist fighting at home? What happened to Andre Ward? See, when I broke the story on Andre Ward in 2004 when I said he was going to win the gold medal against all those odds and everybody said to me I was chilling for the hometown guy and this kind of good stuff. When I said he would win the gold medal, I said that this kid has the potential to become the next Sugar Ray Leonard. Maybe not a Muhammad Ali, but a Ray Leonard. I mean, a fighter, a super fighter, a Hall of Fame fighter, an iconic fighter, a fighter that you dream about watching the fight, wanting to fight, okay? Just didn't happen that way. Litigation, injuries, of course, they took away a lot of shelf, put the 2004 Olympic gold medals on the shelf for a long, long time. And, of course, suing Dan Gooson didn't help him anyway. The bottom line is, he's now 30-0, he's 31 years old, and he can't sell out an arena in his own hometown. Shame on him. Of course, that was on HBO tonight, live from Oakland, California. Juan Baby Bull Diaz, a kid that I had on the show back when he was like a 23-year-old student at the University of Houston in Texas. Of course, he was trying to become a lawyer. That didn't happen, but he went into the trucking business and made millions of bucks. Anyway, the bottom line is, he beat up on a guy by the name of Cesar Vasquez tonight, and that was a lightweight, 135 pounds. That was on Uni Mas Television. Now, straight up, Chaz Witherspoon was the winner tonight. Who's Chaz Witherspoon? Who cares? Let's talk USC. Zach Attack Young, where was USC tonight? They were on Fox Sports 1, correct?
Yeah, they were in Salt Lake City. You know, that's the new mecca of MMA. I don't know if you've heard, but...
I mean, did I tell you about the time I got into trouble in Salt Lake City? I was looking for booze. I was looking for a beer. I wanted to smoke a joint at the airport. I said, this probably is not a good idea. I said, can you take me to get a beer? They didn't have any beers. I was like, it's about 10 miles away for a beer. So that didn't work. And then, of course, I looked at the clock, you guys, and it was like, you know, we only flew there 45 minutes from San Francisco, but the time zone changed, and I missed my plane and going to the Olympic Trials, the Olympic Training Camp in 1984. I was stuck in Salt Lake City, and it wasn't any fun. I couldn't wait to get out of there. But the bottom line is, what happened in the main event?
Well, in the main event, Bruce Leroy, Alex Caceres, he lost again, and this time he lost to Yair Pantera Rodriguez, who's a Mexican star on the rise. So he lost by split decision, I'm sorry, because there was like a 49-46 card inexplicably for Bruce Leroy.
Yeah, I noticed that was the one score that they didn't put up on the USC results page. They put up all the other scores. In fact, 8 of the 12 fights are on the Fox Sports 1 card, and of course it opened up on USC's Fight Pass. 8 of the 12 fights went to decision. I'm not a big guy in decisions, Zach. I like to see guys get throttled.
I mean, that is the most convincing way for a fight to end, right? Whenever there's a decision, it's never, I don't know, if it's anywhere near close, it's not quite as convincing as if a guy ends up getting put to sleep, or a girl for that sake, you know?
Okay, now I know that Dominic is not the biggest UFC fan in the world, but we're looking at this card here, and I'm not seeing any names that, I mean, I'm going to have to take a lot of Viagra to get up for this one. I'm looking at maybe Court McGee was a winner over Dominic Steele. I mean, Court McGee is a guy out of Canada. I remember him a little bit. And there's another guy in the guard called Cub Swanson. Outside of that, looks like a lot of no names.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, a lot of the this is another one of those cards where it's like, was it really necessary? I mean, are they trying to break into that Mormon market in Salt Lake or something? Like, I don't know. Like, looking up and down the card, there's not one compelling matchup on the entire thing.
Dominic, looks like the UFC sold the Mormons a bag full of salt.
Yeah, like they needed that over in Salt Lake City. That's a steal for the UFC there.
Of course, we're talking about the big UFC event to come, and of course, we're all going to be watching that. The three of us will be thrilled at the TV screen, no matter if we watch it, pay for it, or steal it on the internet, or go over to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, wherever we're going to go. But the bottom line is, Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, the rematch, the fight of the year the first time around. Of course, Diaz won on a second-round submission. Give me a little prediction on that one, Dominic. I mean, you know a little about UFC, and you like these guys. What do you think?
You know, yeah, you know, I as much as I like Conor, I don't think that he's going to win this one. I really don't. He got kind of handed to him, and that was with Diaz not having a full camp. Diaz is very well prepared for this. I think Conor, he might be a little more adjusted, but I still think he gets his butt beat again.
How big was Nate Diaz compared to Chuck Liddell, Zach?
He was bigger than Chuck Liddell, and this is a Chuck Liddell that's been retired for a couple years, so you know he's put some weight on.
205-pound champ.
Yeah, so that it might be a rough night for McGregor.
Now, Conor McGregor, of course, was going to fight Rafael Dos Anjos for the lightweight champion. Dos Anjos got hurt. Then we saw Dos Anjos lose to Eddie Alvarez, the former Bellator champion. If he'd have rolled with Rafael Dos Anjos, supposed to be a tough fight for him, now looking at it in the rearview mirror, how would that have went, Zach?
You know, I still thought he would have beat Rafael Dos Anjos. You know, Conor said that he is a slower version of Jose Aldo, and that is kind of true in a way. He's not as talented as Jose Aldo. I don't think that he'd knock him out in less than 13 seconds or anything like that, but I didn't think that that was necessarily the toughest matchup for Conor.
Was the Aldo you saw against Frankie Edgar a fortnight ago, I thought it was the best Aldo I've ever seen. It's just my humble opinion.
No, I mean, you're right. That was a good version of Aldo. Do you think that Aldo would have a chance against McGregor?
I think he would, because I think this time he came down a weight naturally. You see how different his body looked?
He was definitely in good shape, and it didn't seem like he ran out of gas, which has been kind of like the knock on Aldo. Is he's had a lot of fights go five rounds, and by the fifth round, he looks like he's kind of spent.
Okay, outside of this UFC 202 card, the main event, Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, sort of like a boxing card here, Anthony Johnson and Glover Teixeira. Outside of that, the card sort of sucks, Zach.
Yeah, it does. Those two fights are tremendous, but other than those two fights, I mean,
hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 fights on the card, and 11 of them are going to suck. Our 11 of them are like no-namers.
Yeah, but those two, I mean, are fight of the year candidates, so I don't know. I guess they're banking on those turning out well.
Dominic, you witnessed the former world heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez, a Mexican-American idol, of course, the comeback kid out of Silicon Valley. You saw his last fight. You think he's ready for a heavyweight title fight?
I think he is, which is amazing, because the last time we saw him prior to that, he looked like he had retired and set up shop eating his own products with tacos.
Ooh.
But he looked a whole lot different, a lot more prepared. I think he's back in the picture, most definitely. I don't know if he can handle it, but he looks like he's at least very close to it.
Okay, Dom, you've been hip on the world of professional wrestling. Now, Brock Lesnar, of course, testing positive for some type of performance-enhancing drug, estrogen blocker, call it what you want. The bottom line is MMA will probably suspend him for 2 years. The UFC will do nothing because he's a part-time employee? What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, well, not only that, he's got it negotiated in his contract. He won't be suspended from WWE either, so he's just going to keep on rolling like nothing ever happened. He's already back on television doing his next thing for the next pay-per-view. It's amazing
they suspended Double R Roman Reigns for 30 days, suspended him for a month for something, and yet they gave Brock Lesnar a free pass?
Yeah, it's in his contract that he's not subject to the testing or something to that effect. I don't know the exact wording, but it's something to that effect, and it's causing a whole lot of heat backstage with WWE.
Next up on Sports Overnight America, a.k.a. Johnny Taco and the All-Stars, we'll bring in one of the great minds in the world of sports, folks. We'll talk about the great Charles Day of PlaysByJay.com, PlaysByJay.com. This is a spontaneous segment of radio. In other words, we have no idea what we're going to ask him about. We have no idea what he's going to talk about. But guess what? It's always good when the J-Man's around here on Sports Violin. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill here at the Sports Byline Studios.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
You got a wounded animal, you got to be able to put it out of its misery. And I'm good for that.
Saturday means it's Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Of course, one of my All-Stars is the great Charles Day of PlaysByJay.com, where credibility counts for something. Mr. J, how's life treating you, buddy?
How we doing tonight?
We're doing all right. Let's go first to Zach Attack Young. Zach, roll it.
Oh, okay, Charles. So the Giants, I mean, they beat up on the Nationals today 7-1. Do you think the Giants are going to win the division this year?
I think that the Giants should win the division, but, you know, the Giants need more consistent offense. If you look at them, and people in the San Francisco area have seen that, here's a team that has scored, I think it's two runs or less in something like eight of the last 17 games they have played, and that's not going to get it done. What was really encouraging from Saturday night for those people who watched was at least they got five more great innings out of Matt Cain, which was he held them scoreless over the five-inning stint in his previous start before this, also against Washington. He had a no-hitter through five but had to be removed. He threw 95 pitches in both of these games. Interestingly enough, Madison Bumgarner pinched it for Matt Cain in the last start. I don't know who came in for him or pinched it for him this time, but Cain had hit a three-run home run a couple of starts before this, but he got pinch hit by another pitcher. But anyway, Cain now 10 innings of scoreless baseball in a row, and if he can fill that fifth spot, of course, if he can't, you know, they're going to, I guess, going to put Jake Peavy back in there, but if he can fill that fifth spot with some pretty good pitching, that's going to help San Francisco, because I just don't think it can hold the team down, and I'm not sure that Los Angeles really makes the big move without Clayton Kershaw going out there every fifth day.
Well, without a doubt, Cain was the unknown commodity this year. We didn't know whether he'd have it. Of course, I was saying that he was done based on what he looked like in the last year and a half, and of course, he hasn't been around too much, and you know, I sort of wrote him off, but the bottom line is, you're right, 10 great innings, he looks like he's back on his game, and if he's on his game, I think the Giants can really roll this National League West as far as Clayton Kershaw's concerned. Zach, he's not coming back anytime soon, is he?
No, he's not coming back. They put him on the 60-day DL list, actually, so it's going to be a while for Clayton Kershaw. And Charles, I actually had a question. Last year, I mean, Don Mattingly had a better roster than Dave Roberts does, but it seems that Dave Roberts, they're in like a similar position with him. Do you think that Dave Roberts might be a better manager than Don Mattingly, or is this just a little premature to say that?
It's probably premature. It's hard to tell about managers, obviously, in baseball. I'm a Joe Maddon guy myself. I always liked the results he got with low-budget teams. And, of course, now that he's got a little more money at his disposal, look what he's doing with the Chicago Cubs. But look at what Mattingly's doing in Miami. This is a team that probably shouldn't have any business being in a position for the wild card. But look what he did. And a lot of people laughed at Mattingly, I know, when he first came in because he instituted that no facial hair policy and imposed it on himself, too, because he shaved off his mustache. But boy, I'll tell you, Miami is a team that, they're not necessarily going to win the National League East because they are at least, I think they're around 6.5 or 7 games in back of Washington, but they are right now in a position where they're fighting it out with St. Louis for that second wild card spot, and I don't think a lot of people would have expected that, and they're also fighting it out with the Dodgers for that second spot. Wouldn't that be interesting? Although, from what I understand, really no bad blood between Mattingly and the Dodgers. It was kind of a mutual parting of the ways there. But Roberts got to give him all the credit in the world because not all his guys are hitting. And, of course, he's without the big guy in the rotation. And that rotation, of course, had lost Zach Greinke, don't forget. And so it is not, you know, when you look at these guys on paper, it's not the greatest thing you've ever seen as far as the Dodgers' starting rotation is concerned. So I guess you got to give some kudos to them over there.
What do you think Jerry Jones is thinking right now? I mean, besides the fact that he's denying the fact that, you know, guys running into each other 40 miles an hour doesn't cause brain damage, but, I mean, he's got Tony Romo looking like a little thick, a little fat. Of course, he's got this guy, Rolando McClain suspended. Randy Gregory suspended. DeMarcus Lawrence is suspended. I mean, three guys. Aren't they all defensive players?
Those guys are defensive players, but they're very encouraged in Dallas because at least they're going to have Romo back.
As fat as he is,
they're in rough shape if he gets hurt. of course, because they didn't really go out and, as far as I can tell, acquire quarterbacks in to back them up. But they have what they believe is a really good running game now. That because they obviously added Ezekiel Elliott in the fold for them. They have a good offensive line, and they believe that if they have that kind of balance and they can have Romo healthy for the whole season, remember, that is not – that does not really shape up to be the strongest – and also Alfred Morris, I forgot about that, from who played with the Washington Redskins last year. But if – you know, this is not the strongest division in the world necessarily as far as teams that we know are going to go out there and be strong. Not sure, you know, the Washington Redskins, not sure that that a guy like Kirk Cousins is going to turn around and put those same numbers up. The Eagles are in transition, and they go with a rookie quarterback at some point this season. And the Giants also in a little transition, and there's some holes obviously there on defense. So actually, the Cowboys in most places are the favorites to win the division this season.
Okay, question for all three guys. We'll start off with Zach, go to Dominic, and finish up with Charles J. How many times, what's an average, do you think that Ezekiel will be carrying the ball this season? Dominic, go straight. Go first.
I say 20 to 25 easily.
And Zach?
I think as long as he stays on the field, you know, he had that arrest, or you know, that they were.
That's a frame job. That's a frame job.
I don't think that he did it, but it's, you know, it kind of raises a red flag. So we'll see if he can stay on the field. Then I agree with Dominic. I think he'll get a lot of carries this year.
Have you ever had a girl tell a bad lie about you?
Yeah, I mean it definitely.
Yeah. False. You know what? Hey, Charlie, how come these broads? Then I'm sorry, because these aren't women. These are broads to pull all these false allegations crap. How come they never go to jail?
Oh, that's a great question.
I mean, it's sort of like
I'm not answering it. Hey, but my answer is this to your real question, which was about Elliot. I'm not so sure he's going to carry most of the burden there, because he won't necessarily have to, because they're going to have Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris there. And I think what the Cowboys are looking for is a great committee back there. So he may not get 25 carries a game, but I think they look at Ezekiel Elliott as potentially their workhorse back. I mean, and I'm talking about the real money back there, because I think Alfred Morris, not a great season last year, but a guy who we've seen is capable of 1,000-yard seasons. Darren McFadden did a good job. Considering the circumstances, after they lost DeMarco Murray, and then they obviously Joseph Randall was out last year for most of the season, and other guys. So what I'm saying is that if he doesn't have that many carries, it's not because he's not up to the task. It's because he won't have to have as many carries as that.
Dallas coaches are insinuating he'll be carrying 300 times this season and get the ball 300 times. Let's change subjects a little bit. Actually,
that's a little less than 20 a game.
That is a little less than 20 a game. Now, Brock Osweiler, of course, now with the Houston Texans, formerly with the Denver Broncos, I believe. I think he's going to shine this year, Charlie. I really do. I think he's got a whole lot to prove. And guess what? I think he's got an ego, and egos work. Pride.
I think he's got physical tools. He's big. He's got a strong arm. But he's got something to prove there. I mean, Houston has a pretty good defense, but not the kind of defense that Denver had, so he may not be in the same kind of field position all the time. And you know, Houston goes through these situations where they don't necessarily have the real huge threat at the second receiver spot, and they're hoping that they can get that out of a rookie. Will Fuller out of Notre Dame was drafted for that purpose, to support Hopkins on the other side there and take some of the pressure off him. And we'll see what happens with Lamar Miller. You know, he was down here with the Miami Dolphins last season. He went to school at the University of Miami. I think he has the capability of being a very, very good every down back. And that would be greatly supportive of Osweiler too. But still, I'm not sold on Osweiler as a guy who can necessarily take this team far in the playoffs.
On this day in 1991 in sports history, Shotzi died. Who was Shotzi? He was the dog that belonged to the racist owner of the Cincinnati owns, Marge Schatz. Good Lord. I think she's dead. You're tuned to Sports Over in America. Of course, Johnny talking to his All-Stars. Charles J is with us, folks. We're talking football. We're talking Major League Baseball. We're talking numbers with the guy from PlaysByJ.com. We're talking about Charles J on Sports Spotlight.
There's a warning sign on the road. Less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. Television is not the truth. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
It works for me.
I am the magnificent. I'm back with the shaker of a soul, boss, most turning, storming, sound of soul.
Welcome back to the Taco Man's Grill. I am Johnny Taco, a.k.a. the Taco Man. Johnny Taco and his all-star, Zach Attack. Young, of course, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez and the great Charles J from the PlaysByJay.com website. We're talking boxing now, and the WBO champion was in town tonight. I'm talking about Sergey Kovalev, undefeated 30-0 with a draw and like 24 knockouts. He's a terror, there's no doubt about it. He's the hardest hitting guy at 175 in a long, long time. Maybe the hardest hitter at 175 outside of the great Michael Moore, who was sent to become heavyweight champion of the world at one point in time. But the bottom line is Kovalev will take on Andre Ward, also 30-0. I think 23-24 KOs. The winner tonight, 12-round KO Saturday, 12-round winner Saturday night over Alexander Brandon, a 12-round shutout decision. I mean, it wasn't even close. It was a very boring fight. Kovalev and Ward going down, looks like November the 19th on pay-per-view. First up, I got to ask Charles J., why is it taking an Olympic gold medalist 13 years to make it onto pay-per-view?
Because it's taken him 13 years to test himself to the extent that he could get on pay-per-view, I imagine, right?
So you don't
I'm not the biggest Andre Ward fan in the world. I think he's a pretty good fundamental boxer and all that, but I still haven't, and I've seen him against good super middleweights where he's done well, but I'm not sure that I'm not sure that this guy has been forced to go 3 minutes of every round, you know, like he may have to do against Kovalev, who is passable as a boxer, and of course, obviously, as you mentioned, has those really heavy hands and is a real light heavyweight to boot. And so this is going to be difficult for him.
Zach, when Nathan Cleverly was defending the WBO title, he lost to Sergey Kovalev. You know what he said after he sat down after the first round? You know what he said to his corner?
Ouch.
That guy hits hard. And you know what? And he looked like he had resigned at that point in time. He wasn't going to rumble with him. Of course, he ended up losing the WBO light heavyweight title. Of course, Kovalev coming now and being considered one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, as has Ward. Now, Ward was an Olympic gold medalist, 2004, the son of God, got a perfect background, never been in any trouble, never in the police blotters, married his junior high school sweetheart. I mean, Tiffany, they've got a bunch of kids. They live over Marin. They have a wonderful life. There's no doubt about it. He is like the American dream, Mr. American Pie, but yet he's never really made it as an iconic fighter, and I just don't get it. I thought he was become the next Ray Leonard, Charles. He just missed the boat. Was it litigation and injuries, or was it his performances? What was it, a combination of all three?
Yeah. Yes, it's a combination of all three. It is sort of an uneven career because of this. I'm looking at his line by line right now. Between December of 2011 and June of 2013, he had two fights. I mean, 2015, I'm sorry, That's a 3.5-year period. That's two fights right there.
In his prime.
So, you don't have the consistency in terms of the performances, but also he doesn't have necessarily the most pleasing in the world. So, you know, and this is show business. People want to see guys knock guys out, or at least be quote-unquote all action, and you know what I'm talking about there. So I think it's a combination of some of those things.
Okay, Dominic, you're a Bay Area guy. How come he can't draw?
Yeah, I think part of it is as much as he himself can draw, kind of like what Charles said, I don't think the guys he's fighting bring any excitement to it. And after a while, there's only so many Oracle Arena fights that you can get excited for Andre Ward to see without knowing who he's even fighting.
But every crowd has went downhill. I think the second fight he had the Oracle with, I think, Mikel Kessler, did the best house. I think that was about 10,000 people. But since then, his crowds have gotten worse and worse and worse, Zach. In fact, I don't want to brag about the crowd tonight, but I was told it was close, less than 5,000 people. That's not good for an Olympic gold medalist fighting at home.
No, it's not. And I mean, but the caliber of opposition, I think, plays a role. Ward doesn't have the most crowd-pleasing style for the average casual fan. But I think when you're fighting a guy who in some spots he was a 100-1 favorite against, that's not exactly going to get people excited.
Okay, I'll ask all my guys here to break the fight down. Break it down for me, Zach. Ward and Kovalev, November.
You know, I've heard a lot of people say after the Chilimba fight that Ward's going to be able to outbox Kovalev easily. I don't think that's the case. I think Kovalev will hurt Ward at least some point. I do think Ward will manage to outbox him, but I think it's going to be like a razor-thin decision for Ward.
Dominic, do you think that he let Chilimba go the distance there? I thought he was like just allowing him to go 12 rounds, get the distance in, and not really overly impressed with the Andre Ward fight on the horizon.
Yeah, I think that's entirely possible. I think it's kind of sending a message to in a way that, hey, I can toy with this guy and be completely fine. I'm ready for you, Ward.
Okay,
I think that's mainly what it was.
Break it down in 10 seconds. Who wins, Dominic?
I think Kovalev wins it. I think Ward gets stunned a little bit in the fact that he was not completely ready for a guy of Kovalev's caliber.
I want to talk about the great Roy Jones for a second before I ask Charles to break down the fight, because I sort of see the comparison between Roy Jones and Andre Ward. I mean, they were perfect to an extent. Then they took some time off, then things happened, and Father Time started to take its role, and before you knew it, Roy Jones was getting knocked out. Could that be the case with Andre Ward here and Sergey Kovalev? Could you see Andre Ward snoring? Charles?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Could I see him snoring,
yeah.
You said? Well, I think that what you could see is possibly a situation where he's not only pretty much moving up in weight, but also then against the guy who really hits hard for the weight. And that's never a great combination to encounter. If you're a guy that doesn't necessarily hit hard enough to keep the guy away at all times, I agree with some of the things that Zach said there, which was that I think that in spots where Kovalev allows this to become a pure boxing match, Andre Ward will get the can get the best of him, but I think that Kovalev will wear him down. And I do think that Andre Ward probably has the wherewithal, the savvy, to be able to go the 12 rounds. But I think he's going to be a little beat up over the 12 rounds. And I would think that Kovalev could come away with the decision in that one.
Okay. Go on.
No, you were mentioning Roy Jones, and it's interesting you mentioned that, because I was going to say, as we were talking about this before, that if you're going to be a boxer type, you better be really kind of slick and flashy if you want to be a real attraction out there, not somebody who's kind of surgical and kind of methodical. And yeah, I'm talking about from the pay-per-view standpoint, as you were mentioning before.
But wait, time out. Floyd Mayweather has made zillions of pay-per-view, and he actually is the most boring fight I've ever watched in my life. How come he can make money in pay-per-view?
Well, he wasn't. Yeah, well, I don't think he was boring before. He kind of became boring, a lot more boring. But, I mean, remember, before, he was out there, I think, a lot more aggressive than he's been.
Diego Corrales was in, I think, Charlie
destroyed him, didn't he?
The Diego Corrales fight was in 2001, though. That was the last time I think I've seen him look impressive. I'm talking about.
He pretty much destroyed Gatti out there too.
Yeah, but God, I was there for that fight.
That was 10 years ago. I agree with you, but I think that the Mayweather is a different animal than Ward as far as being. I mean, at least Mayweather is slick. Ward is not, in my opinion.
Okay, question for all three of you, and I'll start with Charles J. Has Floyd Mayweather pulled off the biggest con in the American public since Paul Newman and Robert Redford in the movie The Sting?
A con as far as what, though?
I mean, conning people into thinking he's exciting and getting to pay millions of dollars. I mean, people tell me, I run into fans, they say to me, boy, that Mayweather, I can't wait for the next Mayweather fight. I'm saying to myself, are you sick?
I think that a lot of people don't look forward to those, didn't look forward to some of those fights. But, let's put it this way. He got a great deal from Showtime.
Okay.
Right? He got a really good deal from Showtime. If you remember, and, you know, I went to a Mayweather title fight in Grand Rapids, whatever year it was. It might have been 2008 or something like that, where he was – I can't even remember who he was fighting. I know Derek Gaynor was on the show, but
– Was that the fight where he was fighting the guy with Famoso Hernandez when he almost wanted to quit? Was that the fight where
No. This fight was pretty easy for him, but he couldn't sell out the Grand Rapids arena, you know, where it's his hometown. So, he wasn't a big draw on HBO before, if you recall. Aram wasn't all that upset about losing him, given the circumstances that the relationship was in. So
I'll ask you again, how did he pull off this con if the guy sucks and nobody likes watching him box? I don't know too many fight fans that like watching him fight, but yet he's got millions of people paying to watch him fight.
Okay,
why?
Well, he stayed undefeated, number one. Number two is that, he fought a lot of guys, even though people like to talk about who he didn't fight. But and also he had Al Haymon.
Yeah. Okay. How do you break – has he pulled off a con, Dominic?
No, I don't think it's a con. I think it's one of the better examples of how to market yourself whether you know much about how he fights or not, the name Floyd Mayweather at this point in his career kind of has a mystique. I don't want to, okay, maybe not a mystique, but it's got some shine to it. And you know, when you talk about some of boxing, I don't want to call him a legend, but he does have the undefeated. So I think we kind of have to put him into that category. But there's excitement just hearing the name Mayweather, even if you're not the boxing fan and you are aware of what his style is like.
Charles J., now you and I go back a while. We did some boxing for all those different television networks, all that kind of good stuff. We've been around for a few decades, maybe more. This guy couldn't have hung with Roberto Duran or Ray Leonard or Tommy Hearns, especially Tommy Hearns, could he?
The best analysis of that was done by a really good welterweight from the past who you remember named Harold Weston. And he and I got on, who I think had a draw with Benitez at one point years ago. And Weston, and he told me essentially that, you know, these guys like Pacquiao and Mayweather, you know, they grow into this division from being pretty far down the ladder, you know, because Mayweather obviously started at 130 and then went to 135. And these guys didn't really have the kind of physical frame to deal with the guys like Hearns or Leonard, for example, the guys who were a little bit truer at that weight, at 147 pounds, let's say. And so I think that certainly is one of the differences. And Leonard, you know, to me is a cut above most of these guys that you're talking about here. So, and Duran, as for Duran, he was just simply a phenomenon. So, no, I wouldn't really put these guys in that category. I honestly would not. And I don't think that's a case of us, you know, talking about the good old days or anything like that. I just think that those guys were fighters for the ages. And I'm not so sure that these guys necessarily – well, I mean, look, I got to give them all the credit in the world, obviously. But, I mean – and they are great fighters for our time, but I don't think that they measure up. I agree with you with those guys.
Okay. The great Walker Smith, a.k.a. Ray Robinson, told me in 1984, after Tommy Hearns had just knocked out Roberto Duran in two rounds, that Roberto Duran was the greatest fighter of the three of them. Now, he came on and he said that, and I tried to ask him to explain that to me, and he said, look at Duran's move up in weight. And, of course, Duran went on to win the middleweight title against Iran Barkley, probably through the best combination in the history of his career, and he had like over 100 fights. Remember that four-punch salvo he landed there, Charlie?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and he landed some pretty good combinations, if you remember, against Davey Moore in that fight where he kind of completed that first comeback.
Yeah, especially that, right? Especially that thumb in the third round. Now, Charlie, I got about 30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah,
tell me about this NFL division you're breaking down on the website.
Well, I'm not breaking it down on the website. I've broken it down for clients, but we've broken down all the NFL divisions. So we're gearing up for the football season. The Hall of Fame game is tomorrow, as a lot of people know, and I don't really care a whole lot about that, but we're gearing up for the regular season in the NFL. By the way, Colts and Packers tomorrow. Colts are a three-point favorite, for what it's worth. Aaron Rodgers is not playing.
That's going to be a disappointment because that's who I was going to tune in to watch. I love Aaron Rodgers. Charles J., I love you two. All the best.
Thank you, my friend.
The great Charles J., folks, of PlaysByJAY.com. I'll be back right after the break, and I'll ask my all-stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez, tell me something I don't know. This is Sports Byline.
And now a man who needs no introduction.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules, took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did.
Everyone's trying to get it right, get it right. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Taco Man in the Grill here at the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay. Of course, you are tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. We are every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Center. Now, I get to put my guys on the spot and ask them to tell me something I don't know. And I always go to my guy first from Southern California. Zach Attack, roll.
Okay, Maritza Dick in the Olympics from Trinidad and Tobago, she invented a move. It's a change leg leap to free cross split sit. But guess what it's called? The Dick.
Oh, my God. Okay, Dominic, can you top that one?
Not quite, but Ichiro Suzuki pinch hit single on Saturday. He's up to 299 in MLB, one away from 3,000.
You guys are the greatest. Of course, Zach Attack on the Dominic Command is a great show. I thank you both so much.
Oh, thank you. And Marcia, I hope the headache goes away.
Farewell.
Straight up, I want to say this. My buddies on the SAPD shot an unarmed man who was autistic a week ago. They shot him four times, and I'm happy. Why am I happy? Because they shot him with beanbags. That's what you should shoot people with. People that are retarded and acting crazy, shoot them with beanbags, not bullets. This is Sports Byline. See you soon.